You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. This is Ben with you tonight for the next little bit. We don't have a live band in the studio this week. We didn't actually book one. Our usual sound technician engineer, Jay Arner, is busy tonight. And to be honest, I thought I thought right now I would be watching, half watching a hockey game, but that didn't happen. Somebody's team lost. You are listening to Seattle Radio. We're going to play some music for you. Just stuff from, let's be honest, mostly a lot of stuff from Bandcamp. That's where things are being played. We have CD players here, but I don't remember the last time I actually used these very nice CD players. And cassettes, it's a... I have them at home, but kind of a pain to load up. So going to start off with, actually, this is not on Bandcamp. This band do not have a Bandcamp page. They are from Vancouver. They are playing tons of shows in the upcoming week, including tonight. They're playing at the Red Gate tonight. I'll start off, the name of the band is called Scarlet Fever. They are playing tonight with Aura, Forest, Mortifi, Dilly Kooner at the Red Gate. And then on May the 5th, which is the, what is that? That's like Sunday? Sunday, May the 5th? Count. At the Red Gate. Also playing again at the Red Gate with Autonomous Apes, Muppet Boys, and Ben Zoon. And then on May the 12th, which is next week, next Sunday, they are playing at the Green Auto with Hallelujah Halu and Punching Knives. So very busy band, Scarlet Fever. And yes, they're playing on this program eventually as well. We have them booked for June 27th, so that's almost 2 months away. I will remind you about that when it gets closer. They'll be playing live in studio in a bit less than two months. But anyways, this is a song from the band that they have released that is available on some streaming services. It's called Dream Scheme. This is Scarlet Fever on 101.9.
Without ever needing space. secrets, but I know she'll keep them, 'cause she's seen what we do. And after cursing daylight, it's just you and I, and I have the perfect view. Oh, don't be shy with me now. You
Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
The Evelyn Salar Center is recruiting volunteers to help design and implement relief initiatives for the downtown Eastside community. If you're looking to get experience relevant to your area of study while helping to support the homeless population of Vancouver, email us at esc.volunteerprogram@vancouver.ca or find our page on the City of Vancouver website under Evelyn Salar Center. Positions are flexible and designed to be convenient to students. Those with an interest in health, communications, or psychology are encouraged to apply.
That was The Sticks, or us, from Vancouver, two-piece with a song called Stuck. Record is called Flowers and Overcoats. Brand new release from them came out yesterday, May the 1st, 2024. Sticks, or us, a two-piece with Jeremy, who was once a member of the band Nightbus, played on the show live. Payday Millionaire, I think, played on the show at one point as well. Maybe The Weather, either that or The Weather, which is his other band. Tons of music projects in the past. At one point, was the original drummer for the Basement Suites as well. Trevor, most famously known as The Rain and The Sidewalk, but also in other bands like Sparkle Fuzz and Betty Cracker, such and such. So, yes, the project formed a few years ago, 2021, and just a collab project from them during the COVID times. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Played a bunch of new songs for you in that set, Down the Lees. Brand new record from them that is being released tomorrow. So in like 3 hours' time. It's called Dirt. It's an EP called Dirt. I played a song called Douse, Down the Lees. Been a Vancouver band here. Well, British BC band. I think Laura Lee is living somewhere closer to the east side of British Columbia. But in any case, the band's been around for in different versions or alliterations, etc., since 2005. So, yeah, this is a brand new one from them. Yes, yeah, the song I played was called Douse, and Dirt is the name of the album. And they're playing shows, I think, all this weekend in different parts of BC, not in Vancouver proper, but let me look. Also, I think there's an interview with the band, not on this program, but on tomorrow on a different show. Yeah, something's happening. I don't know. I'm trying to. They're playing at some places. I don't know. Clancy Pub and Grill tomorrow. I don't know. That just sounds like some interview. There is an interview tomorrow on CITR at 11 a.m. And what is the show? I should know this, but I don't. I'm sorry. Anyways, so yeah, that's happening tomorrow. If you want to know more about Down the Lees, I played a pretty long song from the band Punching Knives. That one was a 6-minute one called I Want to Know. The record is called Thoughts on a Record. Punching Knives from Vancouver, a 4-piece band, but with some of the songs they have an extra vocalist. And the record just came out last week. This record called Thoughts on a Record, Punching Knives. And I was mentioning they're playing a show with the first band that I played for you, Scarlet Fever. I played a song called Dream Scheme, Punching Knives, but also they play a lot of shows around town. I think just that one show next Sunday at Green Auto. But there's been other shows I've seen. The band on posters everywhere. So, yes, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life in Thunderbird, Radial Hell. So, recently I've been working on, there's a website, there's a CITR website at CITR.ca, but Radial Hell, let's have a separate one just because I can. It's radialhell.ca. It's got a bit of redesign, but I've just been putting photos. But I'm not putting photos on the website. I'm just kind of putting it on Flickr because there used to be a bunch of photos on Facebook, but no one uses Facebook anymore, and I don't even know how that works, and it's just all over the place. There's like a different group here. There's a different Facebook business here. It's like very confusing. I know Flickr is like a super old school thing, but it's free, and it lets me load like 1,000 photos, so I was going to like load everything on there for now and worry about later. Like Instagram is basically Facebook anyway, so I didn't want to deal with that. So, whatever. Worst case, I'll move it somewhere else. But I'm slowly uploading things. Very interesting. I've had on the show, this show's been running since the 80s, but you know, it was different hosts, very few photos, at least I don't have access to it. And I really didn't start taking photos of this program until like 2000, like the mid 2000s, like 2005, but even then it's super scarce. But anyways, it's been a lot of photos, kind of fun. Been loading, so now I'm up to like 170 something now, and I'm reaching the point where, reaching 2015, and I'm right at the point where the station used to be at the Student Union building, and moved to the new Nest, that's what we call it. So somewhere in July of 2015, CITR moved from the old station to the new one. And yeah, I have a photo of an interview with the band TV Ugly when it's in the old station. And then the next photo I have, it's next Thursday, and it's a photo of Adrian Amanda from Apollo Ghost and Jay and Jessica from Jay Arner Band in the new studio the next week. So yeah, the move. Anyways, a lot of talk. Only reason that I am mentioning is that seeing a lot of old photos, seeing a lot of bands that used to see all the time playing at shows and very play on this program all the time and just haven't really thought about it or play them in a long time. So I'm thinking, like, why don't I play some music from some of these bands that I totally used to play on the show all the time and have played on this program live, probably, most likely, etc., etc. Anyways, so it's going to be a bunch of old stuff since I mentioned TV Ugly. So let's talk, or let's play a song from TV Ugly. And TV Ugly, if you don't know, has Danz in it, who is currently now well known as Non La. His new project is Non La. And Ali, Megamall, is her new project, and she's also in Be Afraid and a million other things. And Rage, which I don't think she is in a band currently, but who knows, that might happen. Anyways, this is TV Ugly. The record is called UCLA Yankee Cola. I'm going to play a song called Let's Do Werewolfing. This is from 2015. It's not that long ago, right? Actually, it's almost a decade.
quatre.
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back, June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta, featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
So
That is Boogie Monster with a song called Castle in the Clouds off the record Senchi Mechi that came out in 2011. The band is Boogie Monster, two-piece from Vancouver. Back in the days, band Fussell, Tony Dallas. Tony is now in the band Brat Boy, the drummer for the band Brat Boy. Ben Fussell, I'm not sure. I don't know where he went. So that's a while ago. So yeah, all the best to everyone in the band Boogie Monster. So yeah, I was mentioning this set is spawned by me just looking at some old photos from this show. So yeah, Boogie Monster played on this program during 24 hours of Radio Hell. There was a time when twice we decided to have bands play for 24 hours on this program, and one after another. And they played on the first one or the second one, one of those. Diane before Boogie Monster. Diane with a song called Phantoms off the cassette they released called Phantoms. That came out in 2013. And Diane played on the show back in 2012. So a year before the cassette came out, November 15th, 20. And Katie Gravestock is in the band. Katie is in Supermoon, Midnight News, and other bands still around. Mel Z is, I see her around, but I don't think she's playing music for the time being. And the drummer, Ben Goldberg, don't know where he went. Used to see him all the time. Have not seen him in a while. Okay, what else did I play in that set? I played some Bertha Cool. That was a song called Die of Thirst off a cassette they put out back in 2011. Bertha Cool also played as part of 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. I think the second one that happened back in 2011 or something. Dates are all melting into one, so yeah. And what else did I play? I played some Muscles with a song called Bad Vision Boyfriend. That came out in 2011, and I think the band played a bit before that. And yep, what else did I play? So Muscles, TV Ugly start off the set, and as I mentioned, some members of that band, Dan is in Non La, which is a brand new album that's came out on Mint Records. All right, what else do I want to talk about? You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Maybe I'll continue on with the theme of playing old music. It is kind of fun. You know, could be worse. Let's see. What else? Okay, let's see. I played some... Yeah, Muscles. Yeah, mentioning Muscles, Bad Vision Boyfriend that came out in 2011. And Luna in the band, new project is called Speed Reader. In case, trying to link everybody. So Bertha Cool, I'm not too sure what. I'm sure they're still out there playing music, but I am not. I don't have that information for you right now. Okay, continuing on, let's do, this is a band called Gender Dog. They put out a record called Neurosis Party back in 2015, and they played on this program, I don't remember when now, I think one of the last shows. They might be the last band to play live in their studio back on April 30th, 2015, because TV Ugly was on the show, but they just chatted because I think the walls were already being torn down and we couldn't play any music. Okay, so this is Gender Dog, released on Hockey Dad Records, short song. This one is kind of long. It's almost a minute and 53 seconds. All right, Gender Dog on CITR 101.9 FM.
Scrounging for scraps and heat. Join me, Audrey, for Tea Dreamy every Sunday from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m., Greg Araki's Fever Dream. Tune in for shoegaze, synths, and some lo-fi sweetness.
If you or someone you know has experienced sexual assault, you are not alone. Stand Informed Legal Advice Services is a new program offered by Community Legal Assistance Society that provides free legal advice to anyone who lives in BC and has experienced sexual assault in this province. Stand Informed offers up to 3 hours of free, confidential legal advice, regardless of age, gender, income, whether the assault has been reported to the police, or if you are uncertain that what you experienced is sexual assault. To access Stand Informed services, call 604-673-3143 or email standinformed@clasbc.net.
Set my spine down into place.
That is a band called Nem Shub off a record called Cascadia. The song I played was called Perfect Toque Weather. That is from 2012. Nem Shub played on this program back around that time. I don't have the exact time frame for you because I closed the browser, but as mentioning, I was looking through some old photos, and this last set and the previous one was sort of playing music from bands that played on the show back in the days. So Nem Shub, before that, I played Still Creek Murder with a song called Lunatic. Dan Dalo is the name of the song. They were winner of Shindig back in 20-something, 2012, 13, 14, around there, probably 2014, maybe. This record, a cassette, came out in 2015. Still Creek Murder is Samuel Dick and Shay Hayashi. I know Shay is currently living in California right now. I'm not sure where Sam is. Let's see. What else did I play? Skinny Kids. Skinny Kids. Also a Shindig finalist. The record I played is called Strangers. The song I played was called Stranger on the Highway. That's from 2014. Skinny Kids, three-piece out of Vancouver. And Diaz, before that, I played a song from them called Alexandria of the record called Names, where every single song title is a name. That came out in 2015. Diaz played on this program as part of the 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell, I think part two, the second one. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell. Catamaran before the Oz. Don't know when that song is. Haunted is the name of the song, but it's probably around that time, 2015-ish time. Catamaran played on this show multiple times. Drew from Catamaran is currently in Victoria, and he is in various bands, or there's a new one now, which I escaped my mind because I have not seen that band. But Drew's still doing music. But the rest of the band, I don't think so. What else did I play? Gender Dog started off the set with the song called Forget. Neurosis Party is the name of the record. Thanks for tuning in to CITR. I will maybe keep this playing old song things for a little bit. Seems kind of fun. This is the oldest photo that I've taken from a band that played on this program. I might have just gotten a digital camera. I don't know. Or maybe I just decided to bring one. I don't know why I didn't earlier, but it is what it is. The band is called Gangbang. The record is called The Album. The song is called Gunpowder. And they played on the program back in like 2004, 2005. 2005, I think.
Take us away.
I will have plenty of weapons to grace my back.
go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Hey there, do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're going to love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Thank you.
That is Fan Death with a song called Reunited off of the record A Coin for the Well. That act has went through different alliterations, but at that time, at this song, that was a Vancouver version of it with Dandy Nguyen and Marta Jacober Kiever. And Fan Death have not played live on this program, although both members, Marta with her band Girl Nobody, played on the show back in the days, and Dandy Nguyen has played on this show as well. If you're just tuning in, this is Live from the Deliberate Radio Hell, and for the last little bit, I've just been playing some old bands just because it seems like that kind of time. Really quiet in this building now, pretty quiet on campus. This is the bye week at UBC. No exams, but classes haven't begun for summer school yet, so kind of quiet. Fansha before that with a song called Strong Hips from the record Dark Eyes. I don't know when that came out. That came out in 2010. Fansha is Liv. It's the last name, Fansha. That's where that came from. Played on the show at some point back in the day. Safety Show. Before that, Ship of Sorrows from the record Black Water. Some You Say Party with a song called Downtown Mayor's Good Night, Alley Kids Good Something Something Something. On the Bandcamp site, it didn't list the whole name Sean, but I think it's Downtown Smear, Goodnight, Ellie Kids. Oh, what is it? Something. Lose All Time is the album that it is from. You Say Party, originally called You Say Party, We Say Die. Played on the show multiple times. Played during the 24 Hours of Radio Hell, and also separately. And Gang Bang started off the set. I was mentioning that I thought they played back in 2004, but no, it's 2003 that they played on this program. And I remember very well because due to some reason, a guitar amp was missing or wasn't brought to the show. I think there was some misunderstanding. But they managed to find like a mini amp and it totally worked out. Great set. And all that stuff. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. That is it for me tonight. Stay tuned for Copy and Paste. That's coming up very shortly at 11 o'clock. You do not want to miss that. Yes, that is it. I don't know what else to say. Here's some little music to tie you over until Copy and Paste is to begin copy and pasting.